everybody. Happy Tuesday. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, training camp practice number 9 in the books here in Berea. And finally, we inch closer to the Browns playing against somebody else when they open the preseason this Saturday in Detroit against the Lions. Big stories today right off the top, obviously. Brian Hoyer back working with the first team offense today. Johnny Manziel back working with the second team offense today. We got our most extensive look at Josh Gordon in a long time, and he looked good. There was a little extra spring in his step, today. And I don't want to read into that and say that that means anything good, bad, or indifferent, but it was noticeable to me. So I'm going to go ahead and hold out hope that it does mean something good there on the Josh Gordon front.
Yeah.
Both quarterbacks today, I thought, were very sharp. Johnny Manziel made some unbelievable plays, a ball thrown completely across the field on the run to the right, threw it back to the left sideline to Miles Austin, had a beautiful bomb to Travis Benjamin that was unfortunately dropped there, probably would have been the play of the day on offense, and Brian Hoyer was back to being sharp again. And you know what? When the wide receivers get open, these quarterbacks look a heck of a lot better. Today, they were able to get some separation, and we saw Brian Hoyer look very sharp. In fact, in the session to get the orange jerseys, he was able, his first team offense got the requisite 20 yards both times. Now, the defense stopped Johnny Manziel twice. Receivers there didn't help him with a couple of drops. And Leon McFadden showed up with a pick six in that session, which was nice to see from last year's third round pick. The defense, though, will be wearing the orange jerseys again tomorrow, Vic. But I thought today was, on the whole, very encouraging for this offense.
Ohio Business Machines, hot topics of the day. To me, the offense makes a comeback, and a much needed comeback from a whole camp, well, eight practices before today, where the offense was pretty much non-existent. And I was growing concerned, as you were, on not seeing anything in the way of, I mean, close to a big play happening, and just a lot of fits and starts in terms of trying to move the football. The defense was dominant and has been dominant, but I was beginning to say, you know what? I think the defense is playing really well, but I think some of that, quote, dominance is resulting from ineptitude on the offensive side. And a lot of that starts at quarterback. So the two quarterbacks played or practiced some of their best today. And I think to some degree, Johnny Manziel got a shot of confidence by working with that first unit yesterday. And I think that showed up not only in his performance today, but also in some ways yesterday, although he wasn't all that great. I thought today, he felt more like, okay, the coaches think I've taken a big step.
There's no question about it, and he looked confident today. You could see him moving with a little extra spring in his step, and again, as I said, he threw the ball very, very well today. He made some very good down-the-field throws, some nice throws into tight windows. Brian Hoyer, again, for his part, looked sharp, and you know, you just saw what a difference it makes when you've got Josh Gordon out there, Josh Gordon able to get open pretty much at will. Like I said, he looked good, and he was absolutely rolling out there today. And it was good to see 12 out there, just dominant. And when you look at this offense, and all of a sudden you go, now Miles Austin becomes your number two, Andrew Hawkins your number three. And Andrew Hawkins, by the way, had his best practice, I would say, in quite some time. He flashed, made some big plays today.
He was visible.
He was very visible
today.
He
disappeared. Where was Andrew Hawkins? And today you saw him return to the fold. Overall, I just think, again, a better day for the offense. You mentioned Josh Gordon definitely looking – like a guy who was performing in a better mood, I think, that we had seen him. He was just the bounce in the step, the interaction with teammates. I don't want to read into anything there either. But the longer that thing drags out, the better you have to feel that that could go in a good way for Josh Gordon and ultimately for the Browns.
And let's talk about that for a
second.
Because now the reports are that, you know, sources saying that the decision will come down between 1 and 3 weeks from now on Josh Gordon.
Which is insane.
How is that? How are that? First of all, it's wrong to do what they're doing to the Cleveland Browns, to put this team at this kind of a disadvantage. I don't think that's good. I don't think that it's fair to the team for their preparation for the season. I don't think it's fair to Josh Gordon. I don't think it's fair to anybody, and I don't understand why the NFL's doing it. To me, it does give me some hope, though, because if they were just going to drop the hammer, wouldn't they just drop the hammer?
Yes. I think the key here is that if they felt they had a cut and dried case, you drop the hammer and game over. I think the reason it's dragging on is because it isn't cut and dried. Obviously, Gordon's people, and he's got some pretty high-powered people representing him who have had success in this process before with Richard Sherman, are making arguments that the league is considering or taking seriously. Now, Harold Henderson, I've known him a long time. He used to head up the NFL Management Council. The NFL keeps him around as sort of the guy, as the guy to oversee the hearing officer, as they call him. And I've known Harold to be a pretty fair guy, although for the very most, the majority of his career, he has been a management type of person. He's been on that side of the fence. So I think to some degree there's an open-mindedness to at least hearing the case. The fact that it's dragging out, yes, is bad for the Browns. On the other side of the coin, though, is I think they just feel they've got to feel they get it right. And after what they went through with the entire situation with Ray Rice, I think they want to make sure that they have considered everything and that they didn't leave themselves open to the ridicule that will come about if they get it wrong. If people can obviously see that this was another screw the pooch situation.
I think that depending, as long as they come down on him more severely than they did come down on Ray Rice, I think they're going to end up in being a screw the pooch type situation from the public perspective anyway.
Maybe that's the point, though. You don't just, because if you drop the hammer now, the easier thing to do would be to have the more severe penalty now. The fact that they're taking their time, again, to me, opens the door to that possibility of a lesser penalty.
I hope so. I certainly think that the case in this instance certainly merits that type of a lesser penalty, and hopefully the NFL will do that. But nonetheless, it was very good to see him out there, and it was good to see him, you know, with that spring in his step, looking dominant. It is amazing how easy it is for him to pick up, it seems like, 15 to 20 yards on that post. It's effortless.
And what's really stark is the fact that he does that, and yet, you know, I think what's stark is the contrast between him and every other receiver out there. You don't get the same. Obviously, there's one Josh Gordon and everybody else, and I think that's kind of how this has been. You know, in this camp so far, he made kind of the play of the day. All right, we are joined in studio right now, and very pleased to have with us from the Browns, Aaron Berry, making his debut on Cleveland Browns Daily. Aaron, first of all, welcome to the show.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here and have you with us. Aaron, we were just talking about it. This training camp has been largely about the defense. Today, it seemed like the offense did a little more than we'd seen previously, but you speaking from the defensive side, just give me a sense of what it's been like for you, and does it feel to you from the inside as good as it's looked to us from the outside from a defensive standpoint?
Oh, most definitely. You know, bringing in them vets like Dansby and Whitner, you know, they've been great leaders for us on defense, and they've been just telling us to run to the ball and get to the ball and plays will happen. So I definitely feel like we're on to a nice pace. And offense been doing a great job too. You know, Coach Shanahan does a great job with his, you know, with his concepts. And it's pretty tough team. He's going to give his teams a lot of heck. So it's definitely been great, you know, so far in camp. And we're just ready to keep moving forward and keep getting better every day.
Aaron, you were with Coach Pettine and the New York Jets back in 2012, not in the league last year. How does it feel to be back and back with Coach Pettine?
Oh, it feels great. You know, I was with Coach Pettine my first year in New York, and then unfortunately last year I was hurt, tore my ACL first day at camp, which wasn't good.
But, right.
You know, I rehabbed hard and got back, and it's been a blessing to play for Coach Pettine and Jimmy O'Neill and Coach Halfley again, because I play with all those guys, and they're definitely player coaches, and players want to play for them.
And it seems like your confidence is kind of growing the last few weeks. You're starting to get a lot more reps now, second team, working in there, playing well. Are you feeling as good as you felt in a while, physically, mentally, et cetera?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm starting to get my legs back under me. And I know the defense for playing it in 2 years in New York, so I understand the concepts and what's coming. So I'm just getting my feet back under me and just ready to keep getting better every day and just keep trying to improve on my game.
Aaron Berry with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Talk about some of the concepts, at least in a general sense, of the defensive philosophy. And like you said, you know it. You've played it. You're able to communicate it, I'm sure, to other guys who don't know it well or who haven't had the experience you have with it. But give us a sense of what the defensive philosophy is from your standpoint.
Be physical. You know, that's what they tell us at the line of scrimmage. They want to be physical. They don't want us running out of there. They want us to put hands on receivers to mess up the timing of routes. And I feel that's what I can do very well is be physical. And we got a lot of – this is probably the most depth in the secondary I ever played with ever. You know, we got a ton of corners, ton of depth. So, you know, if we play physical with a lot of teams and mess up timing, we can be very good on defense. If we don't give up passes, then, you know, a lot of teams won't be able to beat us.
Defense has looked very good. Aaron Berry, cornerback of the Cleveland Browns, joins me now. Aaron, preseason starts with Detroit. You have a little history with Detroit. Does that put a little something extra in you to get out there on Saturday and line up opposite the Lions?
Oh, most definitely. You know, can't wait to get back on Ford Field and, you know, get back to it. I know a lot of those guys, you know, that I played for. No, I haven't been back since. You know, I went through a little thing I went through. So it's going to be good to get back out there and compete with those guys.
And you're a veteran. Practice only goes so far, right? I mean, at this point, you guys got to all be – I'm not going to say done with this because I know it's still a learning and developing process, but you got to be so ready to be dealing with another team.
Most definitely. You got to be ready, you know, because you need to go against guys you don't know. You know, when you start in training camp, you get used to receivers and you know what they're good at and what they're not good at. So, you know, when we get out there with Detroit, you know, it's a bunch of new guys. So you got to just take your technique to the field. And that's the biggest thing for us. You know, what the coaches teach us in technique and practice, we got to just carry it over to the scrimmage and we'll be fine.
When in Detroit, I'm sure you had some battles in practice with Calvin Johnson, who's pretty darn good. And now you see Josh Gordon out there. How are they similar, different, and how good do you think Josh Gordon can be?
Oh, Josh Gordon is unbelievable. You know, I can feel like he's in the top five in the league right now. You know, he's just big and physical. So, you know, when you put your hands on guys like him and Calvin, it doesn't really affect them. You know, it's just like a brush off to them. It doesn't really affect them. So, you know, when you get that type of talent, you know, you just got to take advantage of them and feed them the ball.
That's right.
You're dealing with different quarterbacks, obviously, and that's routine in training camp with quarterbacks taking different snaps. In this particular case, the competition between Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel. When Johnny's out there, obviously, it's a tremendous difference from Brian. But give me, from your standpoint, when you've got a guy who moves like that, what do you do from a defensive standpoint? What do you have to keep in mind?
Oh, you can't come off your wideout. You know, when the play breaks down, you got to know he's going to scramble around, and you got to stay locked in on your receiver.
Longer than
normal because he's out of the pocket. He's scrambling. He's making plays. That's going to wears a defense down. You know, it gets you tired. You know, when he's scrambling around and you get a receiver on one route and then he breaks back the other way, you got to turn and then run with him again. It's tough. It is tough, you know, to stay with him for that long period of time. So, no, he definitely brings that aspect to the game, and I think it's going to help us.
And it puts a lot of pressure on a defense when he gets out of the pocket.
Most definitely.
Talking with Aaron Berry here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. And this defense, you guys are starting to generate a lot of turnovers, a lot of interceptions starting to pop up. Is that kind of the hallmark of this defense, the ability to force turnovers?
Oh, most definitely. You know, when the safeties in the corners are on the same page, you know, with the calls, it can generate a lot of interceptions, especially on third down when we get into, you know, our mixed concepts and everything like that. You know, it's a lot of – Jimmy is very smart, and Coach Benton is very smart. You know, they know what offenses are trying to do. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities out there for us this year to make plays.
Do you like being up on the line pressing more than playing off? Because we've noticed there's been a little bit of a mix for a press defense. There has been a lot of off coverage at certain times or certain looks where you guys are off. Do you like to be up on the line, get physical?
Yeah, I like to be on the line and play physical. You know, when you play off, it's hard to, you know, break up a lot of routes. You know, you just got to make the tackle. So I just like to be physical and disrupt the timing because that's big in this league, especially in preseason and regular season games, you know, when quarterbacks are actually getting hit, you know, you disrupt the timing and let your D-line, you know, get to the quarterback, it helps out a lot.
Again, you've been on different clubs and I think around different mentalities of not only coaching but teammates and such. What's your feel for what this club is all about, trying to, you know, finally get things turned around and get it right? You know, there's a lot of excitement carried into this football team for optimism that it's going to be a special year. But how do you see it?
I see it as a lot of confidence in the locker room. You know, maybe it was. I'm not sure if it wasn't like that before or, you know, what it was. But now I feel like a lot of guys are confident and feel like we can go out there and win every ball game, you know. And that's the biggest thing. When you think you can, when you know you can go out there and play well and do what you have to do in order to win games, then, you know, you can do it. So when you go out there on the field and you're not thinking you can win, you're playing to lose, then, you know, you can't have that mentality. So I feel like in the locker room there's definitely a lot of confidence and we feel like we can win.
You played for Mike Pettine in 2012 as a defensive coordinator. What's Mike Pettine the head coach like?
Same Coach Pettine, really. You know, competitive, wants to get after guys. And, you know, Coach Pettine is a great guy. And keeps a lot of laughter in the locker room as well and in the meeting room too.
That's good. That's good. Keep the players engaged. And obviously the orange jersey competition has become a big deal.
Definitely.
The defense has maintained it every day that they've had a say in it, because the only time the offense has gotten it so far is really the coaches.
Right.
The more coaches so than the players. That's right. Exactly. Is that something that you guys are really starting to get into and embrace?
Definitely. You know, it brings a lot of competition to the field, you know, and that's big, you know, because – like I said, we've been going against each other for so long. So when you get a competitive, you know, something in that nature, it's going to help out with the preseason games as well. So we take the mentality we're going to go out there and wear the jerseys every day. So
how do you look at, I mean, again, your situation, because you've got some experience. You're right now working to give this team some experience, depth at a position. But as you look at the overall picture for yourself and the competition, how does it feel for you? Do you think it's gone well enough? What do you think you need to do in these upcoming games, these upcoming practices to solidify your case?
I just think I need to keep doing what I've been doing, you know, stay physical and just stay out there and keep making plays. And when my name gets called, just go out there and be ready. And also on special teams, you know, go out there on special teams and make plays. And I feel that's what I can do.
What's up with the gloves out there, the boxing gloves? We know to try to keep you guys from not grabbing out there, but have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, I haven't. But, you know, with the new – I guess there's new rules in the league and the emphasis on holding and being physical with the guys. I heard in a lot of the scrimmages, a lot of holding calls were getting called, and we had a couple in our scrimmage as well. So, coach just wants us not to grab and play with our feet and eyes. So he puts the boxing gloves on and you can't hold. So it definitely helps out a lot.
Is it awkward having those on?
Yeah, it is awkward because your first I mean, receivers push off too. Your first instinct is to get a grab. So, you know, to bring them back to you. But it helps out a lot. It's awkward, but it's going to help out in the long run.
Is there any kind of prize that's been talked about amongst the DBs for the first person to get an interception with the boxing gloves on?
No, not yet. It's going to be pretty tough.
It's going to be tough, right? That'd be something.
Yeah, you're going to have to cradle it to catch
it. That'd be something.
Definitely.
Good stuff. Anyway, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us, and all the best to you, man.
Oh, man, I really appreciate it.
Happy to see you healthy out there and getting it done every day. It's
thank
good.
You. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Browns corner joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to have Solomon Wilcox join us in a little more than an hour from now. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so we're going to go through and play a little after further review. That's a fun little game that Nathan and I will play a little later in the show. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. And please tweet us at Browns_daily or at Vic Carucci or at Nathan Zagura. And we also are going to have some sound from the head coach, Mike Pettine. He met with reporters. We'll play that news conference in its entirety and react to that. So much coming up for you, and thanks for being with us. It's CBD, Vic and Nate, ESPN 850 WKNR.